This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Safety FM with Jay Allen. I'm your host, Jay Allen, and today we're diving into something a little more personal. For those of you who know me, you know that I've spent years in the safety world. But recently, I took on a new challenge, writing a book. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jay, you've been saying for years you'd never do this. And yeah, I've been pretty adamant about it. But sometimes in life, you find yourself at a point where the universe just nudges you into something new. So, I decided to do it. And I'm proud to share with you my new audiobook, Safety in My Opinion. When I first set out in this safety journey, I never imagined that I would be writing a book about it. But after years of thinking, working, and learning within this field, I realized that there were so many more layers to peel back. We've been talking about safety for decades now, but are we really listening? Are we digging deep enough to understand why we do what we do? It was that question, the why behind the systems we've built, that pushed me to start writing. And if I'm being honest, I didn't even know I had this book inside of me. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized it's time for a change. This book isn't about following the rules, and it's certainly not a typical safety guide. It's a transmission of ideas. It's a deep dive into understanding the constructs of safety and risk, but also into questioning them. Why? Because I believe we're in a moment of real transformation. And safety, like everything else, has to evolve. It can't just be about checking boxes. It has to be about truly understanding the risks we face and the systems we've created to manage them. As a safety professional, I've been deeply immersed in this world for so long, but I've also learned that sometimes safety as a concept is more complex than we're led to believe. We talk about risk, but we don't always understand the underlying systems that create it. And that's exactly why I wrote Safety, in My Opinion. It's about understanding the human element, the mental models we use, and the unseen influences that shape the systems we work within. One of the biggest motivations behind writing this book is to encourage people to start questioning the status quo. We all know that safety can sometimes feel like a checkbox exercise, but what if we could evolve it into something more dynamic? What if safety wasn't just about compliance, but about fostering real awareness and accountability at every level of an organization? That's the shift I'm talking about, and that's the core of what I wrote about in this book. When I look at the safety field today, I see a lot of room for growth. But more importantly, I see a massive opportunity for all of us to rethink the way we approach safety, personally, professionally, and systemically. And that's exactly why I felt it was the right time to write this book. I wanted to leave behind something that wasn't just theory. It was a call to action, a way to inspire the next generation of safety professionals to dig deeper, ask better questions, and ultimately build a safer, more resilient world. But I didn't want it to be a traditional book. I didn't want it to be something that just sat on a shelf. That's why I chose to create an audiobook version. We're in the business of audio, after all. Safety FM is all about getting information out there in ways that resonate with people, and what better way to share these ideas than through an audio format that anyone can listen to on the go. Now, I'm offering a special deal just for you. If you head over to https://joshsweiy.co/cmobook, you can get Safety in My Opinion for 50% off until April 30th, 2025. That's right. 50% off the audiobook. I wanted to give you all the opportunity to grab a copy at a discount because I know the value it can add to your understanding of safety and risk. Just use the code SIMO at checkout and you'll get that discount. Don't wait too long because the offer expires at the end of the month. If you're wondering, why write this book now? It's simple. The world is changing rapidly and we can't afford to stay stuck in outdated ways of thinking. Safety needs to be more than just a checkbox. It needs to be a mindset, a continuous journey toward better understanding, and a commitment to evolving our practices with the times. If we don't, we risk falling behind and missing the opportunity to make a real impact. And that's why I felt like safety, in my opinion, was necessary. It's a reflection on what we're doing right, and an exploration of what we can do better. My hope is that this book challenges you, whether you're a safety leader, a frontline worker, or just someone curious about how systems shape our realities, to take a step back and reevaluate your own perspective on safety. Now, let's talk a little bit about what's coming up in the next few weeks. We've been doing some exciting things here at Safety FM, and I'm proud to say that we'll be broadcasting live from the Energy Safety Canada Conference later this month. I'm really looking forward to that opportunity to connect with all of you in person and continue pushing the boundaries of what it means to be a safety professional in today's world. The work we're doing here at Safety FM is evolving, just like the safety industry. I'm proud of the conversations we're having and the content we're creating. It's about offering more than just information. It's about offering a new perspective. And that's what the conference will be all about. I'll be sharing insights, hearing from others, and learning from all the great minds in the safety community. I truly believe that the work we do here at Safety FM and the content we put out has the power to change the way people think about safety. And that's exactly what I hope to do with this book as well. Make people think, ask better questions, and see safety in a whole new light. So whether you're joining us in Banff, tuning into Safety FM, or diving into safety, in my opinion, I want to leave you with this. Safety isn't just about the rules, the regulations, or the checkboxes. It's about how we understand and respond to the world around us. It's about continuous growth, questioning what we think we know, and ultimately shaping a safer future together. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.